I said at the beginning of the Mass, today we remember the nativity of John the Baptist. As we have heard from the Gospel, he was quite an impressive man because when Christ saw him for the first time, he said, John the Baptist, like from among the women, born, there is no other greater than John the Baptist. So I said, he is a great man. He was from Jerusalem, of course. His father, Zechariah, and his mother, Elizabeth. And he was born with a divine intervention, not really like ordinary women give birth. And as we know from the history in the Gospel, he went immediately to the desert when he was, you know, adult enough to fulfill the mission he was entrusted by God himself. And he wore, as you've heard, the camel's hair, and also he had a belt on his waist, around his waist. And he... when he was in the desert, he ate grasshopper and wild honey. This means it shows us he lived an ascetic life. That means he renounced and abstained from any form of indulgence or any pleasure. His mission was very clear. He came to announce and to prepare the Lord's coming, and also calling people for repentance. So these were the two missions of John the Baptist. And you remember when Christ came to be baptized by him, John immediately realized him and he said, no, I cannot do that because you are my Lord. I cannot baptize you. I should rather be baptized by you. And Christ said, no, it is fitting to fulfill righteousness. So he baptized him. And there was the next time John the Baptist saw Jesus, he said, or he introduced him, or he told his disciples, saying, behold the Lamb of God. That means John the Baptist knew very well who Jesus was and why he was doing there. And also there is this incident where when he was baptizing, a lot of people were coming. He was preaching, he was baptizing. And the religious leaders, of course the Jewish, they came to find out who John the Baptist really was. So they asked him, are you the prophet? He said, no, I'm not. Are you Elijah? He said, no. So are you Christ? He said, no. So who are you? He said, I am the voice crying in the wilderness. I am the voice. So as I said earlier, this was his mission. He was the voice. And also he called people for repentance. So what we learn from John the Baptist are these two things: to be the voice and also to repent. These two have very significant and profound meaning. The voice, he was a voice because he announced the coming of Christ, because Christ was the one who comes to liberate the oppressed, especially for the poor, for the downtrodden. And he made it very clear when he came and when he announced his mission. And John the Baptist knew from the beginning very clearly what the mission of Christ was. And that was, he became the voice. And also telling people, you know, repent, transform your life, come to the newness of life, because the kingdom of God is at hand. So he was the voice, especially people who did not understand the message of Christ or the message of God clearly. So when today John the Baptist invites us also to be the voice, by the nature of our baptism, we are prophets, we are evangelizers, we are missionaries. And this is what it means to us by voice. There are so many ways where we can be voices. I'm sure all of you are aware now, especially this week, when you turn on television, what you hear, the news is all about immigration, all about these children. So one way or another, we can be a voice especially for the politicians, to pray for them, that God may give them a good heart, a wisdom, and understanding to decide something really very meaningful. I'm sure all of you know this. There was a report recently from CDC about suicide. Every 12 minutes here in the United States, there is one person who commits suicide. So this is not really fun. So we can be a voice here. We can raise a voice and find out. We pray and we need to talk about it. Or also there is this new mental illness coming. Internet disease, maybe you haven't heard. Now the American Psychiatric Association are considering it as one of the very bad mental disorder. So there is a reason for this, and we know it happening. We can be a voice, and God is calling us to say something. And we know, the United States of America is a powerful nation here on earth. Well, people think military power or economic power, but more than that, America can also be a voice of moral value to the whole world. And this is what the world also wants to listen, wants to hear from the United States. So we can raise our voices, we can be voice for the voiceless, especially promoting moral values. There are so many places where people really lack good governance. So it's a call today for each one of us, how we can be able to participate and take part, how we can become a voice wherever we are needed. And also calling for repentance. And this is also the call to holiness. Repentance in Greek, metanoia, is conversion, is to become new. It is transform the whole of our lives in conformity with the will of God, the will of Christ. So repentance is to come back to our inner self, listen to ourselves, see where we are, especially in our relationship with Christ. Are we okay? Are we really very close? Are we intimate? Do we feel His presence? And this is what it means by conversion and by repentance. And when it comes to repentance, I'm sure all of you know there are three R's. R, repentance, revoke, and also replace. We repent, we acknowledge, we recognize our shortcomings, and we try to find a way how to revoke them, get rid of them, at least, or be able to manage or control our thoughts and our actions. And also, it's a call to replace it. Replace everything with kindness, with blessing, with grace. So today, St. John the Baptist has a very, very special message for each one of us. So let us think and pray how we can be a voice, and also how we can always go through the process of repentance, each day transforming our lives, each day renewing our lives through the sacrament, through the teaching that Jesus gives us. Amen.